You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday, June 13th. It feels like April 13th.
Oh man, it is cool.
Maybe April.
Right?
March. It ain't nice. 53 in Oshkosh, 55 in Appleton, 54 in Green Bay, high in the low 60s today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers.
I know.
Come on, man. We need summer. We lost a good month of summer. If you include, like, you know, middle of May when it gets nice. Haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know about a month, but it hasn't been consistent.
Nah.
That's the problem. It's been cold, hot, and...
Come on, Todd.
But you know, these graduation parties, you kind of hope it...
I know, absolutely.
And then, I was looking ahead. I talked to Brittany on Monday, but, you know, Tuesday, you know, Big Mouth's playing at that park across the street. You know, I hope you're coming to that, but you know, but the forecast was rain, like 70% rain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are they going to call it off? Might they reschedule it? They're like, we're busy all summer. There's no rescheduling.
Yeah, no.
This is it. So anyway,
I hope it's...
but it looked like it's going to taper off. But as long as it's going to be 81, which is good.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But anyway, this is cold these next couple days. Man.
I remember we had Dom's graduation party, and the night before was the worst storm I've ever seen blow through. I mean, like I said, it was like the old movie Twister when neighbor's stuff was just flying through the air, through your yard. And when I lived like on Scrays Hill or where that wind would just come up. It was incredible. It would build momentum.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, you could see it just build as it would come up.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it was 96, I believe.
Ooh, too hot.
Thank God we had one of those big tents. Okay.
Yeah.
But somebody actually brought one of those big, Todd, what are they, the farm fans, the barn fans?
Yeah, the big.
To cool cows or something, right?
Yep.
Those things are amazing. Those things work great.
Oh, yeah.
They move the air, that's
for
sure.
Holy cow. But, you know, not in a way that it, like, blows you over.
Yeah.
It just, those are, I mean, if people have outdoor events where it's super hot, I don't know where you'd get one.
Well, you don't have to worry about that now.
No, you don't.
But
was that to cool down the cows, Todd?
Well, keep the air moving.
Yeah.
Yep, keep some cool air going.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Yeah.
What worked, Todd? You know what when I tore down this one barn this one time?
Yeah.
I wish I would have saved this. What were the, two things where they would have, like, there was this one thing, and it was in a pile of junk, so I pulled it out, but it was like, it was a chicken with the arrow.
Yep, so weather vane.
Yep.
Those are cool.
But it also had wires coming out of it. Were those also lightning rods?
I'm thinking probably at some point it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Was it like copper wire and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, it was coated, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Probably.
I wish I would have saved that.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
I love lightning rods. Sometimes you'll like be going through an old antique store or something like that, and you'll find them with the glass balls still on them and stuff like that.
Oh, no kidding.
Put those in your backyard, Jim, in your orchard.
Those are collector items, huh?
Yeah.
See that, you guys? I just, you know, I see it's Weed Your Garden Day today, but hey, I went out to that orchard. I'm doing it.
You're going to do the orchard?
I'm pretty sure. I went, talked to the guy.
Was there before? Was there ever a house there?
Where I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm metal detecting it before you turn over the soil.
But
I'll give you half of everything I find.
You can have it all.
Okay.
But this orchard, I looked at the trees, the pears, apple, cherry trees, and the trees, they were good sized and they'll bear fruit in like 2 years, which is perfect.
Well, okay. Todd, can you go back a couple of days ago? Jim, one of our guys, Jim F., he's very, very into, he did a big thing for you about 2 days ago. Or 2 or 3 days ago, we're really talking about growing a thing. He put in there specifically the types of things you should grow and how long. I mean, he had this thing down to a science.
Yeah.
He put it on our Facebook. If you can find that.
I don't want a garden, Johnny. I want trees.
You don't have to.
Okay. No, this wasn't a garden. He was talking trees.
That's what I want.
He said the specific type of tree, exactly how long it would take, if it's this big.
All right.
He had this thing down. Jim, if you could send that again. Jim F. I won't say last name, but Jim F.
I'll get it here.
Okay.
Yep.
Talked to the guy and I said, "What's? Can I do this?" Yeah, you just got to water it a lot. Well, I got that spigot.
Well, okay.
I got that spigot right there.
But I told you, I screwed up my arborvitaes because he said I watered them too much.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah.
So it's, and I know another guy out in Greenville, and he had helped me, and same thing. And he goes, you know, I watered the hell out of those, and they died.
Yeah.
So there is a fine line.
I did get his car just in case.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. You know, I planted trees one summer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like an orchard tree? Or
no, well,
like
it was a couple of months worth up in northern Minnesota.
Oh.
It's where a forest fire had gone through and wiped out pretty much everything. So they were replanting pine trees.
Yeah, right.
But it was easy. You'd have this like spade type thing, and you just, you know, stuff it in like that and just pull it back.
And
that. And you would put in the thing and then stomp it down. We planted like thousands of them.
No, this is going to be 8.
Oh, that's it?
I measured between the trees. It's going to work. I think that's going to be like, I don't know if this works. I mean, I'm going to try it for 3, 4, or 5 years. If it doesn't work, I'll take them out. But I just think that's, because, you know, like your grandpa, you want something cool at your house. Versus, you know.
Yeah, no question.
The other three I'm competing with.
Do you mow that now?
It's mowed.
Okay. Somebody mows it, yeah.
And fertilizes it. I mean, it's... So, yeah, I just...
Okay.
If we put those and space them out right, I think that could be... I don't know. I just think they're going to like that. Going over to Grandpa's, picking some stuff, and I don't know. Donna can make some maybe
pie. I'm not arguing with that.
We can be old-fashioned, get the big old apron on, and... Yeah.
Donna's okay with that?
Call one of your grandkids shortcake? Give her a little bonnet?
Yeah, we're going to do something. I'm not done with the final presentation yet, but this guy was very helpful yesterday at Bellevue. They did two of these orchards in Bellevue.
All I'm saying,
the trees
Chip,
were like $150, but I'm going to get a better deal than that.
That's what I was going to get at next. You know, you can go buy some, you know, little seeds to grow your vegetables. And if they die, they die. Big deal. You buy another pack of seeds. When you're putting in that kind of money, I would have somebody that really has it down to a science when to water, how much to water.
And get the tree so in 2 years it's good.
I don't want to spend a few extra bucks.
Whoa. Yeah,
sorry,
I will.
Guys.
I will. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I would rather spend a little bit more money, get the mature tree or
absolutely
whatever they're
called.
So,
no
anyway,
question.
That's
by the
project.
Way, Todd.
Yeah.
We went to Pickles and Bags.
Oh, I saw the pictures.
I didn't
that is a
mine.
Cool place.
That place was awesome. He's got that VIP lounge in there for parties and birthday parties.
I can't think of a better place to have, like I was talking about class. What a great, like, class reunion place that would be. You know, if it wasn't a huge class. But, I mean, that pickleball we played, that was fun.
And that's very cool.
It was interesting you guys in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much. It was good. It was good.
I got an artificial and I got cancer in my face.
Yeah, that's right. And
what about you, Jim?
I had the wrong shoes on. How's that? I was wearing sunglasses too.
We're afraid to scuff up the court.
I was gonna go out to the car and get my glasses. Like, well, I'm not gonna do that.
I wasn't sure.
That bar was pretty cool. I mean, that's really nice.
Huge.
That place is really
beautiful.
Nice.
Did you guys play Jeff a little bit or not?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Jeff's good. I mean, he's really good.
I did all right against him though.
Jeff's really good.
Our sales guy, Peter, is not the world's most coordinated human being.
John wasn't very... John, you could have been nicer. He's like...
What?
Peter was trying. And he was. He was like that...
Were you giving him hell?
Well, he wasn't giving hell. The kid was trying. He's like that kid on the playground.
Just told me to get off the court.
He did. Just give me somebody else I can play with. You did.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
I want to do that once I'm feeling up and running. It is a really, anybody in the Oshkosh area, Appleton, Oshkosh area, you want to hold an event for your work party,
right?
Anything like that, you know, those get Pickles and Bags in Oshkosh. I mean, you should see how cool the bar is. They got like a lounge then with
VIP
the couches and tape VIP lounge. It's great.
Yeah, it's good facilities and ample parking.
Oh,
holy mackerel.
Yeah.
They got to see a parking out there.
No, yeah.
So I thought it was cool. It was very nice. And indoors, and I don't worry about the weather.
I'm telling you, man. I'm going to start playing that.
Where were the bags? I didn't even see that.
Oh, he probably just pulls them out, you know.
Oh, there's not
the
a section
things.
For that.
Yeah. I probably got a storage and pulls them out. Yeah. So there you go. Got to hear we made it through another week. Let's go, fellas, says Vicky. Hey, Vicky. You better not cancel, Jim. I'm coming, too. Who's that from, Todd?
That's from Nick. Cheese Curd Nick.
Cheese Curd Nick.
He's coming over?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, you invited him.
Look at you.
I haven't got his... Okay, that's great. Yes, that's going to be fun.
All right.
He doesn't have to bring his cheese curds. I mean, it's very basic. I think I told you that, Johnny. It's the hot dog bar.
I wonder if, can you heat up cheese curds? Like, if he cooked a bunch and you brought them, could you, like, microwave them and... maybe.
I mean, at home, I wouldn't microwave them because microwave just softens everything.
I don't want him cooking that. I don't like that stuff in my house.
I think Mino's just asking for himself. Like, drops them off.
Had nothing to do with my party.
Put those in an air fryer. Yeah. That'll crisp them up.
Somebody said that.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, somebody said that, air fryer. It's that. I make some awesome baked beans and spotted cow. That's it. Julie Arts, Jim Arts is always my... Yeah. Whatever you call your, he's not my father.
Yeah, yeah. What is there a term for that?
My daughter is married to his son. So what is he to me?
He's your daughter's father-in-law.
Yep. But he's to me. It's like
I know.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Is there a term for that?
They're bringing the dessert.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
That's what they called yesterday. And we're like, all right. Anyway.
Today, by the way, ironically, is Weed Your Garden Day.
It is.
There you go. Softball Day. Nice. Axe Throwing Day.
Are those things still around?
I don't know. There's one. Are they? There's one in Two Rivers, right? Two Rivers
or
Manitowoc?
There's one on Oneida Street.
It's right across from the lake. Really? Is that Memorial Drive? What's the that goes from?
Yeah, that's Memorial.
Yeah, there's one right there.
Really, alcohol axe throwing?
I know.
Don't get it?
I think it's. I like it.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, just screwing around.
Wow. Okay, I want to try that. All right, I didn't know because I thought that was for sure one of those like. Talked about riding the bull. Like, I thought that was a fad thing.
Yeah.
But if it's still around,
Todd, when can I log roll?
I don't know.
I thought you were setting that up
for
me.
No, not me.
So remember I told you I was going to log rolling?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Sewing machine day. Do people still sew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing, man, back in my day where girls would make their own clothes. They got those patterns.
Okay. What are you laughing about? Because I have a fit. Did you sew?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just, we had that, but. We say girls, and we usually don't use that. But that, you're right. The guys didn't really do that. And
no.
But
more guys do now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
There's no doubt.
Yep.
That's what I was kind of laughing about. But they those patterns, and they put like the, like just really light paper.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Exactly.
All over the house?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it, with the little pins.
Yep.
Pins all over the place.
Yeah.
No question about it. That was the big thing, making their own clothes.
Yeah.
It kind of brings back the memories of macrame days.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Same era.
Yeah.
It's National Movie Night. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Pete Schwab can talk a little bit more about
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, movies just, it's lost it a little bit, hasn't it, though? I mean, remember in our era where, like, a new movie would come out and it was, like, big news?
Because there's so many now.
Right.
I mean, streaming and just,
that's
and
what I mean.
20 screens. It used to be one or two movies would be at a theater, so it was, like, big deal. But everybody would go see it.
It's also... There's more competition. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about like the Meyer Theater. There's a lot to do.
Right.
Like if you're going to do something on a weekend, I don't know if that movies would be on the top of my list with all the. I brought today what's going on this weekend and just in Green Bay. It's unbelievable.
Well, the thing is, okay, so we had a little movie theater in my hometown, then one in Ishpeming and one in Marquette, okay? And like, I think it was Thursdays when they would always have in the paper, first thing you'd do in the paper, what new movies are out.
Right.
Yeah. And then if you didn't see them within like 3 or 4 days, they're gone. And you'll never see that movie again.
What is this?
Jim, submit your soil to University of Wisconsin for a test that takes forever. I've been waiting for 3 months.
Okay. Brian? Good idea, Brian.
Wow.
Well, I got till next year. I'm going to do
I can
year.
Test that for you.
All right, cool.
I got stuff. I can take care of it.
Well, back to this weed. Oh,
yeah.
Weed your garden. Okay,
yes.
I got it. All right. That was mixed up.
You wow. Everything
is something else.
Okay. The W word with you. We got a
test that.
Full slate of folks coming on, folks. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Friday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in the Civic Media app. And I'll tell you what, we had a nice time in Oshkosh yesterday, Todd. I'm not even joking about that. I enjoy that ride down in the mornings.
Now, because it's late.
Yeah,
I didn't like it when it was
no.
dark o'clock.
Wasn't that cool?
It's great. Mm-hmm. And it's, but we were talking, when you were gone, we had somebody come in from, I don't know, Suwamuck or something, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe how aggressive the people are driving in the morning.
Oh, well, that,
and,
yeah.
But you know what? People at 4:35, 5, they're going somewhere.
Yeah, they got to get there.
Right.
I agree.
It was your co-host, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon did.
You know what I...
Right, and she came from Suwamuck, and she goes, because she usually just goes to work at like 8.
Yeah.
And, but she's like, oh my gosh, I just couldn't believe how... And I noticed that yesterday, too. I think people were kind of jockeying to get to where they were going.
I think 41 is worse than 43. Because the other morning when I had to go to Manitowoc early for my doctor's appointment, it doesn't seem as... everybody's going... I'll put it on. I put my cruise on 78.
Yeah.
And I just get in that... And I just not going to jockey in between, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But 41, man, you got to have your head on a swivel.
Well, it's narrower. That's why when they widen it, it's going to be great. But you're right. It's... Yeah, you got to watch what you're doing.
And there. The other thing is... And I'll argue this till they close the casket on me. The person driving down the highway in the right-hand lane, okay, does not legally have to give the person coming onto the highway access. The responsibility is up to the person on the exit, on the on-ramp. It's their responsibility to adjust their speed to blend into traffic.
Yeah.
It's not the responsibility of the person on the right.
I mean, come on, move over.
Why?
Because
why can't the other person adjust?
Because there's other cars behind them.
No. Ask a cop. Ask any police. Do we have any police officers out there? Any police officers?
Professional courtesy. Just move over, man.
I almost said the F word. Bleep courtesy when some ass hat is coming in all arrogant. Screw you. Get out of my way.
Just move.
I almost just gave a finger. Yeah. Bleep you.
Man.
Who's next? That's my attitude.
The password is a hat.
That's just how I feel.
All right.
I think there should be some responsibility there on both ends, but what bothers me is when you're driving in the right-hand lane and you can't get over.
Right.
There's other traffic there,
and they
right?
won't adjust their speed.
Right.
That's different.
Yeah. And then you're...
I don't give a crap if I have to ride on the solar. There's times, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not an aggressive driver, but I'll be honest with you. There's times I thought, okay, you're going to be a jerk about this. You're just like expecting me to go in.
So you slow down?
I will go the exact same speed. So go ahead, drive on the shoulder for a while until you adjust, buddy.
Boy. That talk about road rage.
It's not.
That's starting it though.
No, it's not. It's called the safest, social responsibility.
Okay, the safest traffic.
It's called something.
Yeah, it's called something.
The safest,
there's a name for it.
The safest traffic
I'm just saying.
At the same speed. That's safety. It's safety whether you go 90
any,
or 60.
Any state police officers listening.
And then to make that all
know.
Work, you don't want to do that slowdown. That's how accidents.
But if
happen.
That's the okay, if that's the state rule. Why not follow the state rule?
Well, the state rule, what we should find people for big time is hanging in the left lane.
That too.
Oh,
I agree
God,
with that.
Now, that's where I get a little bit aggressive.
I agree with that, too.
People are actually texting in that word like it's our Scotty summer word.
Scotty summer word.
Brian, thank you.
Ass hat.
Hey, that's one for the bingo card.
Exactly.
Write that one down.
Lisa and I were working on that yesterday.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
I know, we will.
We got to come up with the bingo card thing.
Oh, man.
We'll get it sponsored, and it'll be great.
Yes. All right. Happy birthday, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. They're 39 years old. They've turned out a little, I mean, they've made $1 billion, but a little odd, huh?
Yep.
Tim Allen is 71. Does he still have a show? He's had like 9 different shows, and he's the same character in every show.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think he's got a new one coming out, or they're going to do a reboot or something like that.
Are they?
I don't know.
He keeps coming up with these shows, and he's the same exact character with just other people around him. Boy, by the way, you know, that's where What's-Her-Name got her start. You know who?
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where she got her start.
That in MTV, right? Or was she on Home Improvement before she was on Baywatch?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
That was her first. Well, she was the Molson girl first. That was where first she was the Molson girl for Molson Beer. Then she did that. All right. And then, but here's the deal. Have you seen her recently? She won't wear makeup anymore.
Yep.
And she's unrecognizable. I mean, she's still attractive and everything, but it realizes what makeup can do for a person.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, really, it's incredible.
Are you thinking about maybe...
No, but I will say this. I used to get this a lot when I was on TV on a regular basis.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And you never quite knew if they're giving you a compliment or a little bit of an insult.
Yeah.
Oh, you look different. that on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, thanks, I'm better looking.
Could be the weight.
Something. But you get a lot.
Yeah. Tim Allen, though, I told you that. I met him. He's a huge Lions fan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he's got a box right next to the mayor.
Oh, okay.
His box is like, you know, there's really very little glass in between. You can just look over there. But anyway, I met him after the game, and he was really chewing on his kid for not being home.
Oh, really?
I was like, hey, can I interrupt? My kids will meet you. But very cool guy. Anyway, yeah, he's a huge Lions fan. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
But you're right. He's kind of typecast.
Same guy all the time.
But if you're making money doing it,
exactly,
what do you care, right?
He was in Jackson Prison.
Yeah.
Jackson Prison, Michigan, is a bad place.
Was it? Yeah.
Whoo! Very bad place. Yeah. Yeah. And he was there. My buddy's there. My buddy's there for life. And I've seen pictures of him since. Kid I went to high school with. And he just looks like he's gotten hardened.
But he rebounded from that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of these guys don't.
And, right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Isn't that kind of bizarre when you think about, though, Coke back in the day and you go to hardcore killer prison versus, you know?
I know.
Of all the things that people do to each other
We could refocus our energies to worse things.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Richard Thomas, John Boy Walton, 73. Never did much afterwards, huh?
No. And again, if you don't have to, why do it?
How many you got to think about this. So how many times, if he goes to a ball game.
Oh, God.
Hey, John Boy.
Can you imagine how many people say goodnight, John Boy, to him?
That drove Bob Uecker crazy,
yeah,
bro. Hey, Bob, you're in the front row. Right. Hey, Bob, you're in the front.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would people say to me that would bug me after?
Or, bleep you.
Hey, bleep hat.
You look marvelous. They get.
Yep, the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Today's the final day for it. Your chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing. How about a trip to the Wisconsin Dells area? Or how about a trip to Door County? Got the word coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. The Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest with your good old radio pals, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Wow.
Hey, welcome back. Got a text here from Vicky. Tim Allen's new show is called Shifting Gears. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you very much. Vicky's awesome.
Yes.
Todd. Yo, Vicky always, when we got questions about things, she's awesome. She also said celebrities are also failing in society, and that could attribute to lack of interest in movies.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of do, too. And then that's one of the reasons that we're not listening to Lisa Hale anymore.
Because she's falling?
She's so failed us so badly yesterday because she was so mean to us.
Keep
and Oshkosh.
Hi,
Vicky.
Kind of put us on ignore.
Lisa, not Vicky.
I mean, Lisa. I mean, Vicky's saying, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you
doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. You know, you mentioned movies, but I have to say, nerds, geeks, people who love to laugh everywhere yesterday got such a...
Oh, yeah. I heard about
such
this.
Such a boost. And we're so looking forward to 2027 because there's going to be a new Spaceballs movie from Mel Brooks.
I saw that.
Is Mel Brooks still alive?
Mel Brooks is still alive.
That guy is hilarious.
He's got to be close to 100. Yeah. He was a World War II veteran.
Yeah, he's
in
close.
His late 90s.
Oh,
yeah, late
90s. My God. Unfortunately, John Candy won't be there.
Right, but Bill Pullman is coming back, and so is Rick Moranis. So I'm so excited. I could just I mean, it is that exciting to me.
We need everybody to comb the desert. Report, what did you find? Found nothing, sir. How about you? Nothing, sir. How about you? Man, we ain't found bleep. I love Spaceballs. That's one of those movies. It's like I was talking. If you watch 10 minutes with Lethal Weapon, whichever one it was, remember a couple of weeks ago? And it said, I laughed more in 10 minutes watching this movie from 30 years ago than any movie that you could put out right now.
I've never seen Spaceballs, but
no,
I think.
But you know what I mean? Where it's just certain.
Lethal Weapon. No, you're talking about Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Which was a takeoff of Lethal Weapon.
Or
a spoof.
Or Blazing Saddles.
Or Blazing
Saddles. His
10 minutes.
Stuff.
That's
is
all you want.
Hilarious.
You'll laugh more in those 10 minutes than any of these other
movies.
He's
funny.
We just got a text from Nancy who says Bill Pullman will reprise his role as Lone Star.
Oh.
And his son, Lewis, will join as his son in the movie. His name will be Starburst in Spaceballs.
Nice.
Too. So she's excited about that.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited. That's just one of those movies that
I've never seen
the
whole
thing. Well, you don't need to.
No?
You don't need to watch the whole thing. It's like any of those movies. You watch 10, 15 minutes at a time.
Kind of like Airplane?
Same type of thing.
Okay,
because it's gag after gag after gag after gag after gag.
Really? It's as funny as Airplane?
Oh, there's some funny thing. I mean,
all right, I'll watch it.
It's probably, 30 years ago it came out, and I can still recite 10 lines from it verbatim.
That's good. Yeah, all right.
I mean, yeah, Spaceballs is right up there, you know, with me.
You know how fast I was going yesterday coming to Oshkosh?
How fast?
Ludicrous speed.
I knew you were going to say that.
So you can just go on and on with that movie. Yeah, love it. Sure enjoyed being at your place again yesterday.
It was nice having you guys here.
It's fun.
I really like it.
Great people. And then we went over to Bags.
Pickle and Bags.
Pickle and Bags. Yes. What a neat place that is. Right on Congress Street. In that big, like, almost like a strip mall or a shopping center.
Yeah, shopping center.
Big shopping center. Lots of room.
It's on 20th and Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, Oregon. I'm sorry, Oregon. My other buddy was on Congress. Yes, right. Oregon Street. Yes.
Okay. I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Nope. Yep.
That's so close to my house. It's not.
Oh, closer to 20th. You're there at the end.
Yeah.
The end. But that was
That place was fantastic.
Yeah, we
loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, that's a great area.
I'm going to start playing that sport. I think we'd be pretty good at it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
I will tell you that area is nice. It's clean. The roads are good. I mean, they did some work on that.
Some cool neighborhood bars. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I just.
I mean, you got a neighborhood.
Did you drive down Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you went right past Pete's Garage Bar.
Yep, you sure did.
Oh, you're kidding. Mm.
You went right past it. If you drove down Oregon to get to 20th, you went right past Pete's Garage Bar.
I'll be damned.
We left your place and took a left.
Would that have been open? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
And we were, no.
I don't know.
At your time? Probably not. But.
Yeah.
Could have called.
Wow. But there was like those nice little neighborhood type bars that I talk about.
Mm-hmm. So all over the place.
When I own one of those that I live upstairs of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
Someday.
Yeah. You want to work for me, Lisa?
Sure.
Excellent.
Sure. I'll be your bar back.
Thank you.
She'll make pies and stuff, too. Horrible pie she made for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Cat was licking
that the cat ate?
Stop talking about cat lick pie. Stop.
Oh, that actually sounds like some cat lick pie.
What we called it.
We'll have that on the menu, Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. I am not the best cook. I love food, but I am not the best cook.
Well, that's all right. So what's going on this weekend on your great show?
New Wisco weekend this weekend. It's, of course, Father's Day is coming up Sunday. By the way, if you guys haven't noted that, you might want to make a note of it.
Is it Sunday or tomorrow?
Sunday.
I thought it was always the 14th for some reason.
It's
always Sunday, John.
It's always Sunday. I didn't know that.
Just like Mother's Day, it's always on a Sunday.
Did they change that?
Never.
No.
Nope. By Sunday. All right.
It's always been there. But this weekend's Father's Day, but it's also Flag Day, as you know.
Yep.
Tomorrow is Flag Day. And we really talk about flags all over the place. American flags, yes. Our cover story is Fly Me Flag up in Green Bay. That is, they're considered the flag experts. So they can teach you everything from how to care for your flag, when it's time to retire the flag, what to do, all that stuff. And it's a wonderful interview with Stacy Stewart from Fly Me Flag.
You know, I know a few of those types of things. And one of them is, you know, because a lot of people, it was like, well, when the sun goes down, you got to take your flag down. You don't have to if you have a light on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I worked at a TV station once that had a huge flagpole and a huge flag. And we were very, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want, we were very obsessive about making sure that light was always
on. That's the one important thing.
24/7, yeah.
Right.
And I remember that was part of my job was to check the light every night.
You know, a little thing I collect when I go to, I don't go to garage sales much or anything, but even flea markets or antique, I always try to collect 48 star flags.
If you can find them.
Wow. Yeah, they're hard to find. And you know the way you can tell the difference is they are completely symmetrical. They're completely a rectangle. Whereas obviously in the, you know, the 50 flags, they're off-spaced. But they are completely boom, boom.
So they're 49?
40. I've never seen a 49.
I know there's 48 for sure.
Right, 40. Was there ever a 49-star flag?
What, how close That's were those two? Question.
I think a few months, weren't they?
Oh, so oh, then I doubt it.
That's a good, boy, would that be a collector's item?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
What year did we go to 50 stars?
59? Was it 1959?
Yes. We picked up the last.
So proud of you right off the bat. You got it.
Thank you.
That's our little trivia guy.
John was what we do here.
John was in school, so he
was graduating. What else is coming on in Wisco weekend?
We've got a story on the Oshkosh Farmers Market. We did a story on that. It opened up last weekend, and it's continuing, of course. And this week is Tomato Mania there. We've got a story on historic Point Boss. Is it Boss or Bossy? In central Wisconsin. Anyway, we've got a story. We've got
Todd would know. Todd.
We also talk about other flags too, you know, like the Jolly Roger, like traffic flags and stuff like that. So it's a really, it's flag focused.
Awesome.
Weekend.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And what time is it on, Lisa Hale? Do you know?
It is on at 8 o'clock on Saturday and 11 o'clock on Sunday here at WGBW and WISS.
And of course, the Civic Media app.
When are you going to let me do a segment?
You've done a segment. You were a cover story a couple weeks ago.
You were my cover story a couple weeks ago, remember?
For Memorial Day. Remember?
Not the first time I've been a cover boy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
I'm sure it was.
How about a centerfold?
Had to work my way through college somehow, you know what I mean? Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. And Jim, on Sunday, what do you got coming up on Lean
Oh,
Local?
My God. Hey, wait. I got to back up with something here, talking about being cover boys back in the day.
Oh, God.
Did you see Jim's picture of when he auditioned for a boy band?
No.
Show him the picture he showed me today in the striped little short shorts.
No, that was the Bellin.
Yeah, he still looks like a boy band member on that one.
Okay, I got to see this.
This is my Flag Day picture.
Oh, look at that. Can you put it up to the camera here? Put it right there.
This is Amanda wanted pictures of John and I and Pete, right? When we were young dads.
No, I wasn't asked for that.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
no,
I wasn't.
Yes, no,
she was. When?
And that's why I got.
When?
Yesterday.
So
I thought they wanted pictures of our dads.
Anything you as a dad, their dad.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I can find that.
We'll do it.
I did that this morning. This is my Father's Day flag day. Flag.
Up a little. Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
that's
look at
cute.
That.
Okay, show him the short shorts.
And that's Anna, who's 32
Show
him
the Bellin picture. Show him the Bellin picture.
So that wasn't you as a child? I thought that was you as a child and your dad.
That's me holding Anna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was young.
That's
I was
sweet.
Young.
White picket fence and everything. Did
that's,
you say
I know.
That?
That's middle America right there.
Right, with a sheepdog. We were, I'm telling you, that was the perfect house.
You are white bread and egg salad. And
really
a glass
was.
Of Tang.
And mayonnaise.
Absolutely.
But I knew we were having the...
That's an old Saturday Night Live thing. I'm going to make you kids some nice egg salad sandwiches on white bread with a glass of Tang. Todd. Remember that one, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Murray. All right, Gilda Radner.
Do you have your short shorts?
You just showed it to me 2 seconds ago.
Oh, Johnny.
These are some of the shortest shorts.
No, it was the
they
Bellin.
They would be banned
I
now.
No, John.
Too much skin.
We were going to be talking about the Bellin this morning.
I know. So
get that ready.
This is commemorative.
That is why I brought that picture.
Okay. Do you have it? You just had it.
Yeah, this is, again, okay, here it is. This is back, same house.
All right, let me pull that up here. Stand by.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
It was like 50 pounds ago. We ran the Bellin all the time. I know, it just says back in the day. Anyway, I really enjoyed this morning. I get up.
I dig that crazy chick.
Oh, wear short shorts.
We wear short shorts.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Todd, you are on top of that.
Jim, what do you got coming up on Lean Local this weekend?
That was funny. Nothing to beat that. No, we really. Wow, that was funny. We just totally lean into the coal pile. That's a big deal. We've been working on it for 60 years. I worked on it. Paul worked on it. Sam, Romy, we all worked on it. Finally got done this week. So Dean Hain came on. He's the port director. He's been on our show before. And just talked about the economics of relocating those and how we can get more product on the port. And you know that port employs 1,600 people, does $217 million of annual revenue. But that's a big business here in Green Bay. You know, So he talks about that. And then Brian Johnson, who that's his district, president of the city council, talks about when the coal piles moved, and they will in a couple of years, what's going to happen on that land. So it's both things, right? It's what's going to happen to the port.
I'm really excited about that land. That is prime real estate.
Like I said, I sent Todd like a block. They can't screw this up.
Right.
There's no do-over on that.
No.
So they got to get the right
team. It could be the greatest music venue in Northeast Wisconsin, being on the water.
That is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, that's Sunday at 1.
Yep, 1 o'clock, and you'll also be able to see a blog on that. Yep. Jim gives his thoughts on it at WGBW.fm.
And I'm going to have my smoothie shop there. Johnny Juice.
Yeah, I love that.
Pay a lot of tax.
Nectar of the gods.
Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, God, that's...
Okay. Anytime.
Lisa, you're the greatest. We love you, and you got a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Tell everybody one more time when it is.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. You're going to love it.
You got some really talented people on that show.
See ya.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Okay, Todd.
Todd, that was magnificent.
That was funny. I sent you the picture too, Todd, just so that you know.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up and put it on the stream.
Put it on your wall.
Yeah.
That
right above my bed.
But that went right past my house. I used to run down Eliza Street, the Bellin. And I did. I ran it. I don't know what happened, but anyway.
We just got a text from Michael who says, I'm trying to get that picture of Jim and the shorts out of my mind. then he asked if he ever sported a mustache.
Yes.
Did you? I've never seen a picture of you in a mustache.
I'll dig that up. Yes. I had a mustache for, yes, I did.
Wow.
Kids didn't like it, but you know, I liked it.
Wow.
I'll show you that.
Okay.
All right. Yes. But I tell you, when Amanda sent that, yesterday afternoon, right? And then I did stuff to do last night. But I got up this morning, 3:30, and that is fun going through those books.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I haven't done that in years. And I sit down, where are they? Oh, downstairs.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't know there were pictures, because I have some pictures of me and my dad. I wish I didn't read it that way. I read it pictures of us and our kids. So
I read it just pictures of our dad.
Nope. Way you want to do it.
All right.
Okay.
Next year, I'm sending some pictures of my dad.
Okay. All right.
Because, anyway, I really enjoyed that this morning. That was a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Anyway. Good morning, fellas. Vinny, Vincenzo, what's going on? Good to have you joining us. We've got a great lineup coming up today. Todd, run through our little lineup here.
All right. So coming up in just a bit, Roland Schmidt's coming in. He's going to talk about the medical side of the Bellin Run. That'll be part of our Amplify Health segment. Mike Byers coming on from Operation Song. We've got the Blizzard Military event coming up, and we're going to actually play one of the songs that they're going to feature.
Awesome.
So that'll be coming up.
Big deal. Have you been to that at the Blizzards game, that military night?
I have.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I've also been to one of their... you put the picture up. That's awesome. Okay, Donna looks about 14 years younger than you. I mean, if you said that was like you and your daughter from years ago, wouldn't it, though?
Plenty of those. But that military night, that starts outside, you know.
It's
like
great.
4 o'clock and something.
Blizzard
and
then, does a great job with that.
Do. Those guys got to go by.
And those Operation Song things are just fantastic.
Yep, that's going to be good. Yeah.
So we'll be doing that. Danny Bames joining us along. I believe Nikki's coming in this morning, too, from Papa Murphy's. They've got some stores in Northeast Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
He's grilling some pizza. He wants to talk about how you can do that for Father's Day.
I've never heard of grilling pizza.
We had some last night.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So what kind of a grill do you use? Charcoal or gas?
Well, you saw it sitting out here, right?
Is that charcoal?
We did charcoal last night.
Wow. So you can have time to get the charcoal going?
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We had like 3 pizzas going last night.
I've never had that.
Me neither. Sounds great, though.
Yeah,
sure does.
So we're going to have him on. And then later on, the Daddy D's production live music series, they're our new sponsor of
Daddy D's.
Is American Honey.
Fantastic.
So we'll be sharing some music from the Daddy D folks themselves.
Nice. They're amazing. They're fantastic. Oh, it's like a fun morning, man. What a great lineup of guests.
And then we have this weekend, there's, like I said, ton of stuff going on. Father's Day, Botanical Gardens. I mean, you saw that and all the free stuff for dads to do. But Saturday is Juneteenth, which is a big deal. That's getting more and more popular. And that this year, it starts with a parade at 10:30 at the BLM. And right here on Washington, on Webster in Green Bay. I'm sure they're doing this in Oshkosh and Appleton and everywhere else. But and then that goes to Joanne's Park and really kicks off at 11:30. But our friend Neil is singing. He performing.
Okay, let me get back up real quick. When's Kids Day? Remember, you started Kids Day.
25th.
Oh, that's the 25th.
And that's,
okay.
And we
oh, that's right. Because it's a Christmas thing.
6 months to Christmas.
Yeah.
So we'll have the, you know, the mayor of the day.
Yeah.
You know, they do this contest. And then the 24th is our two-year anniversary.
Wow.
Right? 24th or 25th? 24th.
I think it's the 25th, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Same day. All right.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's coming up.
It's apropos Kids Day and our anniversary. Same thing. It's like Todd dealing with 11-year-olds.
Babysitting, right, for 2 years.
That's why I'm taking vacation off during the anniversary.
I don't blame you. When did you stop running the Bellin?
Well, I lived on Eliza and Roosevelt, which is that.
Yeah.
It was an awesome house, white picket fence. And it ran right by there. So
right.
I do have a picture of me running. I saved that one.
In those shorts?
No. They're different shorts. They're blue shorts.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, I don't know, John. That's
you know what
question.
I think they should
probably
bring
6 back?
Years, I
think I used to run with my sister, too.
But. I think they should bring back the old coaching shorts. Remember the coach's shorts? They were polyester. They were longer, and they kind of came up. If you ever watched the movie Dazed and Confused,
yeah.
That was set in like 1975, or it's set 1976, because on their last day of school, the teacher says, just remember, in celebrating our bicentennial, you're celebrating a bunch of really rich white landowners who wanted to keep their slaves.
They're bike shorts. Bike, B-I-K-E, it's a brand.
Yes.
It's the same as like the jock straps,
you're
right?
You're right.
And they were polyester,
yep.
And they'd pull them up over their gut,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Then, yeah.
Really? But they would tuck things in.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah.
I think they should bring those back.
Yeah. There's some people
I'm
that
a fan of that.
Instead of having their gut over, it's more enclosed.
Yeah.
If you look at old coaches' pictures, man, I would never be caught dead in those things.
They'd have knee-high socks.
I would wear gym shorts.
Yeah.
Gym's shorts before I wore that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes stuff does come back. You know how we're like that a little bit.
I thought you were going to say, sometimes stuff does come out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Yeah.
Gosh.
But they were, remember the shorts you'd have in gym class?
Oh, yeah.
They were those small little, short little, even our basketball, when I see pictures of basketball.
And boy, did those uniforms really changed. Basketball,
oh, my
right?
God.
And now down to the knees. And
for
that
the
was always,
better.
Really?
With the socks up to the knees?
Absolutely.
Right? But the shorts up to your...
Well, we used to... I come from the era where you also... In basketball, you would wear the stirrup socks first, where they were just...
Basketball?
Yeah. They had no function other than the
just
look.
The look.
Yeah.
Well, in basketball?
Absolutely.
How long ago is that?
Not that long ago. I was in high school.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, see, 50 is coming up this summer, so
I've never seen anybody play basketball in those socks.
Oh, I'll show you some pictures right
sure
now.
I'm sure he will.
They were a good-looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Between
especially
his shorts
you,
and
John.
Your socks.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I'm on this.
I don't care about you. It's Friday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.